If Annabelle Doll had known that the biggest adventure of her life, an adventure both terrifying and exhilarating, lay only a week away, she wouldn't have believed it. This was because she'd just been on an unexpected adventure, and also because it was hard to concentrate on any thought when she was being flown through the air like a bumblebee by a sticky six-year-old.
Bzzz, bzzz,
Nora Palmer said loudly, as she whooshed Annabelle in dizzying arcs through the hallway, into her sister Kate's room, past a window, and back into the hallway. Annabelle could smell marshmallow on Nora's fingers.
Bzzz, bzzz, little bee. What are you doing inside on a nice summer day? You're supposed to be outside with the flowers.
Be careful, or someone will swat you. Nora paused.
I got a fairy swatter for my birthday, you know. It would work just fine with bees.
Except that I'm a doll, not a bee, thought Annabelle, as Nora buzzed her once again through Kate's room and past the doll's house, where she could see her porcelain family posed stiffly in the spot where Kate had left them earlier. Annabelle tried to catch her brother's eye, but Bobby knew better than to move when a human was present. He refused to turn his head even a fraction of an inch. Annabelle was then whisked back down the hall, into Nora's room and over the Fun Crafts house, where Nora had tossed Annabelle's best doll friend, Tiffany Funcraft, onto the roof. Annabelle could tell that Tiffany was trying hard not to smile. She was sure Tiffany would love to be flying around the Palmer's second floor like an overgrown bee. That was just the kind of doll Tiffany was. Adventurous and brave. Traits Annabelle was slightly envious of. But Tiffany could afford to be adventurous and brave. Unlike Annabelle, she was made entirely of plastic. So she was both unbreakable and washable. Tiffany thought she was invincible. Annabelle Doll, on the other hand, was not only made of porcelain, fragile, breakable porcelain, but she was over 100 years old. Her fussy clothes were beribboned and lacy, and some of the stitching was starting to pull loose. If anyone should be flying through the air, it was one of the Funcrafts, not Annabelle. But Nora Palmer didn't think of things like that. Kate Palmer did, though.
Nora, Kate's voice exclaimed suddenly. What on earth are you doing with Annabelle? Put her down right now.
Nora let Annabelle dangle from her fingers as if she were going to drop her, and Kate shrieked. Annabelle shrieked silently, imagining herself hitting the wooden floor and smashing into tiny china bits. Then Kate whisked Annabelle away from her little sister and carried her gently back to the doll's house, where she settled her on a bed in the nursery.
There you go, Annabelle, she said. Sorry about that.
She regarded Annabelle and her family, Mama and Papa Doll, who were sitting primly on the couch in the parlour, Uncle Doll and Auntie Sarah, who were midway up the staircase to the second floor, Bobby, who was propped against the bookcase in the library, and Nanny, who was watching over Tilly May and Baby Betsy in the kitchen.
Dolls, Kate continued, I need to have a talk with you. I have something important to say. There's going to be a big change.
Kate, called Mrs. Palmer from downstairs. Could you and Nora come here for a minute, please?
Okay, Kate called back.
She glanced into the dollhouse again.
I'll tell you later, she said hastily, and hurried from the room.
Uh-oh, Annabelle thought nervously. A big change. That doesn't sound good. As soon as she heard two pairs of feet run down the stairs, she leaned over the edge of the dollhouse and called.
Mama, what?
Annabelle,
her mother replied in a shocked whisper.
For heaven's sake, no talking now. What are you thinking?
Yeah, we're already being punished, said Bobby from the library. And it's all your fault.
Annabelle fell silent.